Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Well, today we're heading deep underground into a cave in Spain.
Oh, sounds intriguing. Which cave?
This one is called Maltraviso Cave, and get this, it's got some of the oldest cave art ever discovered.
Wow, okay, I'm listening.
You know those hand stencils, the outlines of hands on cave walls?
Yeah, those are like everywhere, right?
Right, but these ones are, well, special.
Special how?
Well, we've got this scientific paper. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the full title, but basically it's all about dating the hand stencils in Maltraviso Cave, and the findings are pretty mind-blowing.
Okay, lay it on me. How old are we talking?
Like, seriously old. Older than 66,000 years old.
Yeah.
That's before, you know, modern humans were even thought to be in that part of Europe.
Whoa, hold on. You're saying these stencils could predate modern humans?
That's what the researchers are suggesting.
Okay, so who made them then?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? There's this growing body of evidence that points to, well, Neanderthals being capable of much more complex behavior than we used to think.
Yeah, like that whole thing with the stalagmites in Bernicle Cave in France, right?
Okay, exactly. Dating back to a time when, yep, Neanderthals were the only hominids around.
And if they were building structures that elaborate, maybe art isn't such a stretch.
That's what's so fascinating about all of this. It challenges our whole understanding of Neanderthals.
Yeah, for sure. We always think of them as these, like, brutish, less intelligent relatives. But what if they were capable of so much more?
I mean, there are even engravings in the Rouge-Cotard in France that some believe were made by Neanderthals.
So we've got these super old stencils, potentially made by Neanderthals in Spain. Other possible Neanderthal art popping up in France. Kind of paints a new picture, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it begs the question, how do we even know how old these stencils are? Can't you just carbon date them?
If only it were that simple. You can't directly carbon date the pigment itself, unfortunately.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
But luckily, there's this other method, uranium-thorium dating.
So like radioactive dating.
Exactly. It analyzes the carbonate crusts that form over time on cave surfaces, including, you know, right on top of the art.
Ingenious. No chiseling away at precious cave paintings.
Exactly. And it's giving us incredibly accurate dates. That's how we know some of these stencils are over 66,000 years old.
Amazing.
Right. It's a total game changer for dating cave art.
So we've got these super old hand stencils, but those hand stencils are found all over the world, right? Not just in Maltraviso Cave.
Oh, yeah. All over the place. They're in Sulawesi, Borneo, Timor-Leste. Like this global phenomenon.
Really makes you think, why hands? Of all the things to depict, why was that such a popular subject?
That's the big mystery, isn't it?
Like, were they trying to, I don't know, mark their territory? Communicate something? Or was it more symbolic, ritualistic even?
I wish we could ask them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really does make you think about what was going through their minds.
Totally. It's like trying to have a conversation across tens of thousands of years. We can't know for sure, but we can try to piece together clues from the evidence they left behind.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about this. It's like we're getting this tiny glimpse into the minds of our ancient ancestors, both Neanderthals and early modern humans.
Yeah. And those glimpses are revealing that maybe they weren't so different from us after all.
Maybe we've underestimated them. Who knows what else we might find out there?
Totally. Okay. So we've got these ancient hand stencils, potentially made by Neanderthals, forcing us to rethink what we know about art and human evolution. Where do we go from here?
Well, there's still a lot more to unpack about these stencils, about the other art in Maltraviso Cave, and what it all means in the grand scheme of things.
Sounds like we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started.
So we've got these ancient hand stencils, possibly even made by Neanderthals. But what else did the researchers find out about the stencils in this cave, in Maltraviso Cave?
Well, one thing that really stood out to me was where they found them.
Okay.
Like the location of the stencils within the cave.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are right out in the open, super easy to see.
Okay.
But then others are like tucked away in these little nooks and crannies, super hard to reach.
Oh, that's interesting. So like hidden almost.
Yeah. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like why go through all that trouble to make art that most people won't even see?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, did the researchers have any theories on that?
They did. They thought maybe the really obvious stencils, the ones that are super easy to see, maybe those were like more for a social purpose.
Yeah.
Like to mark territory.
Right.
Or show that their group had been there.
So kind of like a, hey, we were here sign.
Yeah, exactly.
And what about the ones that are tucked away?
Well, those they thought might have been more personal.
Okay.
maybe even like ritualistic or something. Like, think about it. If you're going to give all that effort to create art in a place that's super hard to reach,
right?
It kind of suggests that it meant something really important to them.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It makes those stencils even more mysterious, doesn't it?
Totally.
Now, you know, the study also mentioned that there were other types of art in the cave, too.
Right.
Animal figures, geometric shapes.
Yep.
Even red dots, just like dots of red pigment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, they couldn't directly date those other types of art with, you know, the uranium-thorium method.
Right.
But they were able to kind of guesstimate, based on where they found those pieces of art,
mm-hmm.
you know, in relation to the hand stencils and
yeah.
based on the layers of sediment and stuff.
So it's like they're putting together this giant puzzle.
Right.
But we only have some of the pieces.
Exactly. And based on what they could figure out, they think those other types of art, you know, the animal figures and all that, probably came later.
Okay.
Like during a period called the Upper Paleolithic.
And that's when modern humans were definitely in the area.
Exactly.
So, okay. I'm trying to put this all together in a timeline here.
Yeah.
We've got the hand stencils, super old, maybe even made by Neanderthals.
Right.
And then later on, modern humans come in and add their own art, like those animal drawings and stuff.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary.
Okay. It kind of makes you wonder if there was like an artistic evolution happening in the cave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It starts with these simple hand stencils.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time goes on, the art gets more complex, more realistic with the animal figures and everything.
Yeah. It's a really interesting idea, right? Like maybe art wasn't just this like static thing. It was constantly evolving.
Exactly.
Changing and getting more sophisticated over time.
And you know, you mentioned earlier that these hand stencils, they're not just in Malterviso Cave.
Right.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. They're like everywhere. It's crazy.
Are there any like really amazing examples from other caves that come to mind?
Ooh, there are so many. But one that I always think about is the K art in Sulawesi.
Sulawesi.
Yeah, in Indonesia.
Okay.
They've got hand stencils there that are like almost 40,000 years old.
40,000.
I know. And they're incredibly well preserved.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's like, you know, we see this pattern over and over again.
Yeah.
Like hand stencils are some of the earliest forms of art in so many different cultures all over the world.
Exactly. Which, you know, it really supports this idea that they were a fundamental stage in like the development of human art.
It's almost like this like universal language, this mm-hmm. way of like connecting with something bigger than yourself,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't have like the words to express it.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's why these findings about the Neanderthals and their potential art are so, so important.
Yeah.
Because it shows that maybe we weren't so different from them after all.
Right.
Like maybe we shared this this innate desire to create, this impulse to leave our mark on the world.
Yeah. And it manifested in this like really simple but super powerful way. Putting your hand on a cave wall and creating this lasting impression.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, like, what were those early humans, Neanderthals and modern humans alike? What were they thinking? What were their lives like? I mean, it's impossible to know for sure, but we can use our imaginations.
Yeah.
Try to connect with them.
Yeah.
Try to understand their world.
Yeah. And maybe by studying their art, you know, we can learn a little bit about, like, what made them tick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, their humanity, their shared experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having a conversation across thousands of years.
I love that.
You know? And it really emphasizes that studying the past, it's not just about, you know, digging up old objects.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, our place in the world.
Yeah.
The long journey that got us to where we are.
Yeah. Well said.
You know, I have to say, this deep dive is really making me think about cave art and hand stencils in particular in a totally new way.
Me too.
It's not just about like artistic skill or aesthetics. It's something much deeper, something that connects us back to the very essence of what it means to be human.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I think that's a great transition into like the final part of our discussion where we can really dive into the implications of all of this.
Okay.
Like, what do these findings tell us about human creativity, about symbolic thought, about the way we define art itself?
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready to keep going. You know, it's funny, as we've been talking about these hand stencils and, you know, the possibility that Neanderthals made some of them.
Yeah.
It's really made me think about, like, what is art, really?
Great question.
Like, you know, does art have to be, like, a perfect picture of something,
right,
or super complex,
mm-hmm,
or made with a specific intention?
Yeah.
Or could it be like something much simpler,
right,
more instinctual?
Yeah, that's what these hand stencils make you think about, right?
Right. Like, to make a hand stencil, you don't need any fancy tools or training. You just need, like, pigment, a surface, and your hand.
Exactly.
It's such a, like, direct and personal form of expression.
It is. And I think the fact that we see hand stencils, like, all over the world.
Right.
In so many different cultures, from such different time periods.
Yeah.
It really suggests that it was something that just resonated with people.
Right.
Like, it meant something to them.
Yeah.
No matter where they were or what their background was.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this universal language.
Yeah.
This way of, like, I don't know, connecting with something bigger than yourself.
Totally.
Even if you can't put it into words.
Exactly. And that's why I think all of this stuff about, like, potential Neanderthal art.
Yeah.
It's so significant.
Right.
Because it kind of breaks down the barriers between us and them, you know?
Yeah.
Shows that, like, maybe we weren't as different as we thought.
It's almost humbling,
yeah,
you know, to think that, like, these ancient humans who we sometimes see as, I don't know.
Primitive.
Yeah, primitive, right.
Yeah.
That they could have had the same capacity for creativity, for symbolic thought.
Right.
As, you know, modern humans do.
Totally. And it really, it throws everything we thought we knew.
Yeah.
About, like, human evolution and the origins of art just up in the air.
Right.
I mean, if Neanderthals were making art, what else were they capable of?
Yeah.
What else haven't we discovered yet?
Yeah, it's like we've just scratched the surface, haven't we?
I think so.
You know, of understanding their culture, their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what other secrets are hidden in those caves just waiting for us?
Exactly. That's the thing about archaeology, you know?
Yeah.
It's this constant process of discovery. We're always finding new things, piecing together these little fragments of the past.
Yeah.
And, you know, it constantly changes the picture of who we are and where we come from.
I love that. You know, this deep dive has really, it's really made me look at the world differently.
Oh, cool.
Like, with more wonder and definitely with more curiosity. It's amazing to think that something as simple as a handprint,
right,
on a cave wall can, like, unlock all these secrets about our ancient past.
Yeah, it's really powerful. And, you know, maybe there's someone out there listening to this right now. Maybe some future archaeologist,
yeah,
who will be the one to make that next big discovery.
Right.
You know, the one that changes everything we thought we knew.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We hope you enjoyed exploring the world of ancient hand stencils and that it, you know, sparked your curiosity.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep exploring.
And until next time, keep diving deep.